Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm afraid that's the end of the show. I mean, we spilled over a little bit, but I'm going to be on here for the next hour. But I want to put an end to the show because I feel like that's the classy thing to do. The songs you just heard last time I was talking, that was Bonobo with Nothing Owed. Then I played Age of Man by Greta Van Fleet, and then Kodachrome by Paul Simon. And the song you're listening to right now is Wildcat by Ratatat. Just a quick few words. Greta Van Fleet, Age of Man. I mean, they're a good band. They're a modern band. They're helping keep the rock and roll sound as we knew it in the 70s and 60s. They're keeping it alive. They got a lot of bad rap for sounding too much like other bands of that time. And to me, Age of Man is definitely one of their more original sounding songs. And personally, I find it to be one of my favorites by them. And then Kodachrome, I mean, I love Paul Simon. I liked him when he was with Garfunkel. I like him when he's solo. He's a cool guy. And also that song in particular, really, a good note to end on is that it speaks to the dynamic between the artist and the listener, the artist and the fan. Because we can find whatever meaning we want in art, but that doesn't mean that there's a direct correlation between intent and reception. And this is a really good example because, according to Genius.com, when I was looking at the lyrics on my phone apparently he sometimes in concert sings the line when he originally wrote the song, "Everything looks worse in black and white." In concert, he sometimes sings, "Everything looks better in black and white." And he doesn't always remember which one is right. And I think that's the same for many artists and many of their lyrics. I know it's some of the Oasis songs and just a couple others that I can't name off the top of my head, but I've definitely heard before that we take whatever meaning we want from music. And that's a beautiful thing. Can't really blame someone for finding meaning in things. So anyway, that's the show. If you want to stay on, I'm going to be on here till 6. I'm just going to be playing whatever. I got an assignment. I got to listen to Shenandoah. So I might play some of that. And I also brought CDs because I want to try to mess with this CD player. So yeah, that's what we got. So here's the Jackson 5. They're gonna take us out. So thank you for listening. This has been The Clubhouse. You're listening to Michael on The Clubhouse 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Join us in 2 weeks when I'll be back for my next show. I might be on soon if I'm subbing, but that's a whole different thing. So anyway, thanks for listening. Come back in 2 weeks. Bye.
the pain you drive into the heart of me, the love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light, for I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Now I know I've got to run away, I've got to. You need someone to hold you tight, and you think love is to pray, but I'm sorry I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, though you hurt me so. Now I'm gonna pack my things and go. Tainted love, tainted love, tainted love, tainted love. Touch me, baby, tainted love. Touch me, baby, tainted love.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You are currently listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Michael. I'm subbing the show this evening. The show usually is, what show is this? It's In Your 20s, right? Yeah, I believe. By Borsch is usually the DJ, but I am leading today. And the songs that you just heard were 17, the single version by The Greening Committee, Buddy Holly by Weezer, and Tainted Love by Soft Cell. I'm currently joined right now on the phone with me. We have Mr. Joey Schuneman, my friend from high school. Joey, would you like to say hello?
I would. Thank you.
Can you hear yourself at home? Are you listening on the radio also?
I am. It's quite a delay.
That's interesting. I just hear from my perspective, sitting in the booth. But that's cool. Did you think of a song yet?
It's the moment of truth. Hold on. Oh, I can hear myself. I just heard myself. Yeah, I'd like to make a comment.
A comment,
I called
yes.
in because you played Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
Yes.
And I would like to ask you about your choice of that particular cover of Tainted Love.
Oh, I see. Oh, you're really going to hate the song that I'm going to play next also. I played the Tainted Love by Soft Cell version because that's the version that I heard originally. I'm assuming that you are going to be Pomp... How do you say the band name?
Pomplamoose.
Pomplamoose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the best cover of Tainted Love. However, am I not to be informed that Gloria Jones' version of Tainted Love is the original? Is that incorrect?
Is that the case? I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah. The Gloria Jones version of Tainted Love? You've never heard it?
I don't think I have. I'm going to have to add it to a list to hear.
I mean, that's the Tainted Love. I'd never even heard this Soft Cell version until I just heard it and kind of had a bit of a moment where I cried a little, I laughed a little. It moved me.
I'll have to do some research. I've never heard that version.
Yeah. No, we've both learned something today.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Adventured and journeyed in this great world that we call the Earth.
the earth.
So how are you doing tonight?
Tonight? I'm doing fantastic. I'm enjoying the radio. I love being here. I love being on the radio.
That's great to hear. It seems like quite the blast you're having right now.
Oh, you know it. How's Halls, New Hampshire?
It's doing good. I'm currently working on submitting my college applications, and it's the worst.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's just because I just found out that I need to do this by Saturday, and as you may or may not have noticed, it is Tuesday.
And that's true.
I have quite a bit to do.
Yeah, no, due dates, they'll sneak up on you.
True. You know what else sneaks up on you?
What's that?
I would imagine some sort of sneaky animal.
That's true. Yeah, it's like those like Calvin and Hobbes comics, right? When like Hobbes is waiting for Calvin to come home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and he just pounces right out the door.
Yeah, and they pounce right out.
That is a particular type of sneaking. Speaking of animals that frighten you, I was up in Manchester, New Hampshire today, also a town in New Hampshire, for those of you who aren't from New Hampshire.
Yes.
And I was looking out the window of the building in which I was encapsulated, and I saw in the forest, I can only approximate 100 to 200 crows, black crows.
Crows?
Yeah.
Huh.
Pretty frightening,
okay.
If I'm being fully honest with you, to just see what seemed like at first only 10 to 15 crows sitting on the ground, and then all of a sudden some kind of squirrel falls out of a tree and the disturbance launches what is now clearly 3 digits worth of crows flying into the air. And if Game of Thrones has taught me anything, which it hasn't because I haven't watched it, it's that crows are quite a bad omen.
Huh. Yeah, I can't even imagine. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that in my life. Just dozens and dozens of crows flying all at once.
Yeah, dozens doesn't even begin to describe it.
Yeah, you're saying like hundreds.
Yeah, dozens is the amount of eggs that you put into like a cake. A very eggy cake.
I'm going to say, that's I don't think I've ever put that many eggs in a cake. But
well, you should.
Okay, whatever you say.
All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I think we should probably get back to the tunes.
That's an understandable choice. Well, thank you for informing me about your choice of Soft Cell, and I hope that you continue on with your choices in life.
Thank you.
Always being sure to look on the upside.
4, 6, 8, 4
I have a caller on the other line.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Sorry, I'm gonna have to let you go.
All right. Well, make sure you stay tuned because I'm about to play a song that I think you in particular very much enjoy.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Here's some Hall & Oates.
Oh, nice. Bye-bye.
Cooking with steam. Is that the expression? I don't know if that's the expression. All right, let's see. What did we hear? We just heard Hall & Oates' You Make My Dreams. And then we heard Blame It on the Boogie by the Jacksons. It's interesting. It's credited to the Jacksons and not the Jackson 5. And I don't know what the difference is. Is it playing this back? We have a special guest with us again. Oh, there we go. Now things are starting to make sense. Okay, we have a guest with us today. Would you like to introduce yourself, guest?
Hello, everybody. Hello, Michael. Happy to be on the show.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
What's your name?
My name is Nick.
Nick.
However, many people call me many names.
That's wonderful.
There are many nicknames that I possess. We don't need to get into it right now.
What sort of names do they have?
Basically anything that starts with a Z, or it doesn't have to have a Z. There's not really a lot of rules to it.
Wonderful.
You know, so zebra, zephyr, zucchini, zamboni, Zimbabwe. There are many.
Yeah. Those are most of the ones that our friend Patrick has, right? In his phone.
I believe so.
Is he the one who calls you the most Z names? Who calls you the most Z names?
I think it was either Patrick or it might have been James.
James
also has a fair few.
So Nick is also a friend of mine from high school. Nick, where are you at now?
I am currently in my dorm listening to your show and studying for a ridiculous physics exam I have tomorrow.
Physics?
Yeah. That's where I'm at right now.
What kind of physics?
It is electricity and magnetism.
Yikes.
Horrendously exciting.
Electricity. You had some work with that in high school when we, on the robotics team.
I did do that, I suppose. It's not really that similar at all. But I can say that it is.
Of course. I would understand all about that. I would say.
Indeed.
I feel like I should have...
Cooking with steam.
Yeah, cooking with steam. I feel like I should have thought of like more interesting things to say to someone who called in on the air, but I didn't really think of anything. Do you have anything interesting?
That's all right.
What's new in your life?
What's new in my life? I recently learned how to solve a Rubik's Cube. You know, I always thought it was this absolutely ridiculous thing, and it pretty much is, but it kind of makes sense now.
Yeah, it's
and
just like once you...
I was kind of like, wow, I'm not as dumb as I originally thought.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like algorithms, right? It's like once you get the algorithms, you got the puzzle.
Yeah, basically, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, like that's life, isn't it?
Indeed. Hey, Mickey, I have a song request.
You have a song request? What's your song request?
I think you should play, it's called Rift by the band Fish.
Fit, like P-H Fish?
Yep, that's Fish with a P-H.
Fish with a P-H. Interesting. I can try to put that on. I can put that on. What's the name? Risk?
It is Rift.
It is not... I don't think it's on Spotify. Which is what
it's
I'm looking
Spotify.
At. Wait, let me double check. Allow me to double check. Fish. Risk. No, I don't see it. Is Risk spelled normally?
Like Rift. Like,
Like R-I-S-K?
Like R-I-F-T.
Oh, Wrist? What?
Yeah.
R-E-S-T.
R-I-F-T.
No, that's not here. That's not here.
Oh, I think I'm Rift? Looking at it right now.
Rift?
Rift.
With an F?
Yes.
I thought you were saying S.
No.
Rift. Okay. How long is it? Oh, it's an album. And a song. It's six minutes long.
I know, yeah, but the song Rift.
I think
off of the album.
I'm gonna give it a listen at another time, and then I will maybe put it on my show if it's deemed worthy.
Hmm. You know, I think you should play the song right now.
Well, you already gave me a suggestion, and I was gonna play that after you hung up.
I did. I don't recall.
You did. Which we will we can hear very shortly. Yeah. You had a good Thanksgiving, right?
It was very thankful. It was very good indeed. How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was very pleasant. It was very restful. And it's sad to be back with all of the work that I have to do.
Fair enough. Indeed.
Yeah. I feel like we've been delaying the listeners from their the tunes. So
well,
I think,
it was lovely to be on the show. I'm looking forward to hearing Rift after I hang up. I will bid you adieu, my good pal.
All right, Nick, I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening.
Indeed. You're listening to WMFO Radio.
Thank you for helping out.
Yeah.
All right, goodbye.
Anytime.
Goodbye, Nick. All right, let's get... I'm
bye
hanging
bye.
Up. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Nick's gone. So now let's get back to the tunes. Enough of the shenanigans. We'll be right back. Good evening, everyone. My name is Michael. This is WMFO Medford. The songs that you just heard were Where Do We Live Off? That was Michael Jackson with Working Day and Night, and ABBA with Lay All Your Love on Me. I have a PSA here. Pedestrian safety PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. That's what we got for that. There's a little bit of time left in the show. So I've been staring at these CD things for a while, and I brought some CDs today, and I figured with the last little part, I'm just gonna try them. So I have a little Sinatra coming up here. So here we go.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. A city that doesn't sleep, and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps, and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill. Town blues are melting away. I'm gonna make a brand new start of it in old New York. And I'm gonna make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York, New York. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Michael. In case you're just tuning in, the songs you just heard were the theme from New York, New York by Frank Sinatra and Diana by Paul Anka. Two great artists, two great songs. We're nearing the end of the segment here. Thank you for tuning in. It was great to sub here. I had a fun 2 hours going from my show leading into this show. So I got one more to lead us off. It's a stick song. I'm very I don't know why I'm stalling. I'm just gonna play it. So thanks again for listening, and I will see you guys next time I'm in the studio.
now, my dear friends.
You are now listening to great songs about nothing good.
Doctor?
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 And Doctor.
Whoa,
we miss anyone?